Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm not there yet. Tonight will go a fair... Like, I think tonight the Cavs are going to win. And I do think if the Cavs win tonight, I think they're going to win the series.
So, all right. So, if it's... But if it's not seven, that means... Do you think that if they win tonight, then they're just going straight through and winning the next four?
I think the Cavs are fully capable of... I think the Cavs are fully capable of taking the next four games.
So, I do too. And it's also because I think the Celtics are more than capable of taking the next four against the Knicks too.
Yeah. Well, and I just think it's...
A lot of the similarities between the two series.
I think what you saw in game two is the Pacers don't have a lot of, like, and-thens, right? Like, with the Cavs, when they're at full health, we can beat you this way, and then we can beat you this way, and then we can beat you this way, and then we can beat you this way, and we'll punish you in the paint. We'll punish you from outside. We'll play great. Like, there's so many different ways. We'll play with pace. We'll slow it down. When they're at full health... They can play a lot of different styles of game where Indy, their best self is if they're kicking it up.
Yeah, they got to go, and then they have to score a ton too, obviously, because that's what they do best.
I just think, like, I want to be careful with how I say this, because this, in effect, feels like an elimination game. I think we've seen the best the Pacers can offer you. And so I outside of health, like... Other than, like, the only other way I can see this either not going the distance or the Cavs just not winning this series outside of health, it's just, well, 2-0 was too much for you to overcome.
Which shouldn't be. Again, we got to keep health in mind, but it shouldn't be. We've seen this team multiple times throughout this series have 10 plus game win streaks. Like, if anybody can string together four wins in a row, it's this Cavs team.
Yeah. So I just. It's so funny. I think I am finally nervous about this game, but I'm also wildly confident.
Yeah, how'd we talk ourselves into this? Because now in the past like 10 minutes, I've also started to feel the same way. Is it because we're getting closer?
Yeah. I think there's just a honest to goodness. So am I excited to find out who the Cavs are? Yes, but I'm not guaranteed to win. And so there's that reality of, I want to find out. This is a great test of who are you? What are you made of? Right? How can you overcome something? Because I think one of the things I tried to point out after game two was, guys, like, this could end up being a challenge that can catapult you. If you can overcome this, this is a real confidence builder if you're the Cavs. If you win tonight and then you take game two game four, but game two in Indy, and all of a sudden you're tied at twos and you overcome this and come back, even if you're not 100%, you can't tell me you don't have the gumption or the stones to go into any building in America and take them out.
Yeah, the weird thing about the Pacers is that they've been so good at home. And so I know going into the series, a lot of Pacers fans and pundits around Indianapolis were like, can they just get one at the Rocket Arena? And if they can get one, they felt so confident of the Pacers at home. It'd be interesting because in a series where nothing has gone ordinary or how it's supposed to go, if this is where the Cavs get everything turned around, in a spot where Indy has to feel about as confident as they can right now.
216-474-0092. I want to hear from you guys. Where are you guys? We did have the line there from Dan Favalli. He thinks this is destined to go the distance. I think that's a safe bet if the Cavs get back into it. But I can't put out them winning the next four games. But ready for the great analysis here?
Yeah, let me with that analysis.
But you got to win tonight for
that's
that
right.
to happen.
That's why they pay you the big bucks.
Yeah,
analysis.
That's what we're calling big bucks. Let's go with Henry in Akron. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Like I said, I do have faith the Cavs can do it, man. I'm just saying, if we don't get it tonight, you know the series is over.
Yeah, I mean, coming back from 3-0 has never happened in NBA history. The odd part about it, I mean, you're right. I'm not going to try to dispute it. But if there ever was a team that, as we just mentioned, could win four in a row and could actually erase a 3-0 deficit, with health getting back, Henry, it would be this Cavs team.
That's right. That's why I have faith in them. As long as we got all three, we can do it. Go Cavs.
All right. I agree. Go Cavs.
Yeah. I agree. Go Cavs. Thank you, Henry.
Henry's feeling it.
So I took that. Was he saying even if we lose tonight, but we get all three back?
No. I think I just talked him into being positive.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think he was going doomsday, and I think I just talked him into being positive.
That's good. Listen, maybe Henry just needed a little talk off the ledge, and now we're good to go.
It's funny how quickly sometimes people change off of that, right? Like, I think he called in with the intention of being concerned, and then within, like, I don't know, 10 words, we're able to be – now he's I agree, go Cavs. I did see, by the way, a quote from Halliburton talking about matching the Cavs' desperation with their own, and I thought that was really an interesting perspective from Halliburton. Like, he senses that the Cavs are desperate. He knows that the Cavs are obviously in a bad spot, and he's like, we got to match that. And it's just a weird way to put that.
That's what I would consider forcing it.
I think so. Yeah. I think, yeah, now it might play into our hands if he's that far inside his own head for this game, and he should be. There's a lot riding on this with Halliburton in particular. Last year, there were so many people that just made up the idea, and they weren't wrong, that it was just a cakewalk to the Eastern Conference Finals. If you can go back-to-back seasons, nobody else complains about that.
What I do need to see tonight is if we get a Cavalanche and the Cavs run away with this, I need the marble celly. I need the marble celly on the Pacers floor.
Okay, so I was going to save this for in case we missed it, but I guess we can do it now because it fits appropriately. Halliburton was warned about that celly, the Josh Naylor rocking the baby.
Oh, I thought he was doing the marbles.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's exactly what that is.
Rocking the baby is not rocking the marbles.
We know what Josh Naylor was doing there.
I believe he was rocking the baby.
And that man was not rocking any baby.
If they're up here, we got real
that
problems.
That man was not rocking a baby.
It was called rocking the baby.
Yeah,
it
we called it that to be courteous. See, that man was not rocking the baby.
All right, we have to put our crack research team here of crack Mac,
Garrett
as we
Cole
call him.
Didn't take it as him rocking the baby, I'll tell you that much.
Well, Garrett Cole is not a smart man. I mean, he's just the side of Forrest Gump. Like, he's gifted in baseball and very little else.
So Halliburton after was like, I know I'm getting fined for this, and the NBA just warned him. They didn't fine him at all. They just warned him.
Now, is this like in baseball where if one bench gets warned and then the other side throws at him,
I think
somebody
takes the celly off the table for the rest of the series. Yes.
Absolutely not. No.
That's what this does.
I need the marbles. All right. I need the Serrano tonight.
Well, LeBron's been fined for it. Julius Randle's been fined for it.
Do they know it's in a movie?
Has been fined for it. Like, we have so many instances of NBA players doing this and being fined for it. And then Halliburton only got the warning, which means if he hits it with you again, the NBA had to have seen this coming. And I can't imagine what that fine would be.
Oh, no.
It's almost like the NBA's egging him on to do it.
No, I'm the opposite. I want Donovan to hit it. And I've seen the skims act.
He's going to get fined into oblivion. And then I'm going to get mad that Halliburton gets a warning and Donovan only gets gets an actual fine.
Mac, research assistant Mac, do we have any confirmation on this? Words are hard.
Yeah, the Naylor celebration was a lot closer towards the chest, so I would say that's more of rocking the baby compared to what
Halliburton did. He did it all series long. That man was not rocking any baby. We gave him the benefit of the doubt. We know what he was doing.
He wasn't...
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
But what
it was a debate. It was a debatable talk when it actually happened too. It was like, what exactly is he doing? Is he is he rocking the baby? What exactly is he doing?
It was definitely a lot closer to the chest compared to what Halliburton had done on.
Maybe it was cold.
Well, Halliburton went down to the ground. I mean, Halliburton was.
I mean, if you're carrying your baby like that, then that's a serious problem.
I don't think that's a baby.
No, Halliburton wheelbarrow.
Yeah,
what he was doing.
Yeah, that's what I want.
From Donovan?
Well, that's a very suggestive way of saying that, but I want that Donovan celebration today.
Okay.
We saw the Skims ad, 216-474-0092. Let's go with Dolly in Cleveland. Welcome to the show, Dolly.
Hi. Hello, Dolly.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm not watching the game today because if they win, then they'll rope me back in. If they don't win, then I'm okay. They didn't get me again. After I am so upset with Garland that I don't even want to see him, because the more I look at ballerinas who their feet and get out there and dance, and he couldn't play basketball, come on.
Dolly, you got a good point with the ballerinas.
Yeah, they're tough. I saw Black
toes
Swan.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman.
Maybe
Mila
that
Kunis.
Explains LeBron's toes. Maybe he was a ballerina.
Their toes are disgusting by the time they're like 16, because they've just lived on their toes the entire time.
They're on a no-fly list for Tarantino by the time they're 16.
Brain toes, tore up toes. They wrap them up and they get out there and they dance the whole show. But he can't go out and not even, he doesn't even put his uniform on. Just sits on the side in civilian clothes.
In fairness, Dolly, if he was inactive and wore his uniform, he would look like a nerd.
Well, hey, Dolly, he better play tonight. That's all I got to say is he better play tonight. I won't know until tomorrow, but he better play tonight.
All right, Dolly. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. Guys hurt.
I mean, those ballerinas are tough, though.
I'm going to tell you right now, if Darius was a ballerina and was in that universe, I think he's too hurt to ballet. I almost said ballerina.
To ballet. Back of Black Swan was a great movie. That's where I learned the respect for ballerinas.
Yeah?
Yeah, that one right there. Yeah. And there's a scene in that movie that you remember at that age. You know which one I'm talking about?
I think you know I know.
Oh, I know you know. I know you know.
It's the one where there's the swan.
Unbelievable.
Bert in Manor. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
It's time to let them know, right? You know, I mean, it's not over till it's over. I hate being that fan, but, you know, Boston's down 0-2. We're 0-2. I do believe it's going 7. It gets down to a couple simple things to me. I mean, if we get the guys back, great. If we don't, it is what it is. But the guys like Wade, Jerome, you know, it shocked me the other night when Strus just got loose. I couldn't believe how well he played. If he was consistent like that and we get a few shots made from the guys that make – you got to make your shots. If they make their shots, they win this game. I mean, I can see that happening, but, you know, you can't put it all on Donovan, and everybody wants to call him the ball hog, but what was that guy supposed to do? You know, I don't – Donovan, in my opinion, is the MVP of the league. We're the best damn team in the league, and I think it's going 7.
Let him know there, Bert. We appreciate you, buddy.
Bert with also incredible hashtag analysis with the got to make those shots.
I will say, if you make your shots and you grab your rebounds and you get your assists and you get your steals and your blocks, hit your free throws.
Yeah.
Make your passes. I'm very confident the Cavs are going to win today.
Analysis. It's a good recipe right there.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people won't say that. Like, they'll
they
be
won't
like,
go out on a limb and say
you
that.
You know, they'll find some other way to talk about this. But, like, and you know what else? Defense. Play it. You know? I mean, what are we doing here?
It's a good thing. It's a good thing
Nick
to play.
Nailed it.
Nick, fantastic job.
Yeah. The arms out. All right.
Kind of like you doing the swan maneuver 2 minutes ago.
Did I do a swan maneuver?
Oh, yeah, you did. You're like, oh, yeah, the scene with the swan. And then you did like this swan move.
Well, I remember
Matt,
that
tell
scene.
The people the swan move.
I did see a bit of a swan move over there.
Okay, you did. I'm not just making it up.
Listen, I got aura points. Like the kids would say, I've got the riz, and it just happens.
I just liked you thinking, for a moment, I thought you morphed into a swan.
But that's what they used to call me, Big Swan, in college. Nice try, fatty.
That's what they called it.
That hurt. Ryan in North Carolina, what you got for us, buddy?
That's standing.
Okay, nothing. Sorry, your phone was cutting up there. That felt really personal. Nothing. And then I swanned
just
again.
Disgusted. Well, it's really hard to give analysis after we mocked the last guys for his analysis. It's like,
I just like the Cavs. I just really like the Cavs. Go Cavs, please. No, Ryan was having some phone issues there. Ryan, if we didn't cut you off for any, or I sounded very grumpy when I did it. I didn't. I just was frustrated with the phones. 216-474-0092. All right, vibe check. Where are you guys at with the game tonight? I think if they hit their shots and they play defense and they grab some rebounds, offensive and defensive,
both sides.
Maybe poke the ball out. Here's a steal. 50-50 balls. I mean, you got to get them.
Analysis.
And poor form by JP. We'll see in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.